body. Good. Excellent. He could hear with both his spiritual and physical ears. He tested the duality further as he drifted downstairs. Each sound Stance made came through clearly. He paused in the shop, stared at Glory and Snoopy. He envied them their youth and innocence. Outside, the comet's glow filled the night. Bowman's felt its power showering the earth. How much more spectacular would it become by the time the world entered its main? Suddenly, she was there, beckoning urgently. He re-examined his ties to his flesh. Yes, still in trance, not dreaming. He felt vaguely ill at ease. She led him to the Barrowland, following the path he had opened. He reeled under the awesome power buried there, away from the might radiating from the menhirs and fetishes. Seen from his spiritual viewpoint, they took the form of cruel, hideous monsters leashed on short chains. Ghosts stalked the Barrowland. They howled beside Bowman's, trying to breach his spells. The power of the comet and the might of the warding spells joined in a thunder which permeated Bowman's being. How mighty were the ancients, he thought, that all this should remain after so long. They approached the dead soldiers represented by pawns on Bowman's chart. He thought he heard footsteps behind him. He looked back, saw nothing, realized he was hearing Stancil back at the house. A knight's ghost challenged him. Its hatred was as timeless and relentless as the pounding surf along a cold, bleak shore. He sidled around. Great green eyes stared into his own. Ancient, wise, merciless eyes, arrogant, mocking, and contemptuous. The dragon exposed its teeth in a sneer. "This is it," Bowman's thought. "What I overlooked." But no, the dragon could not touch him. He sensed its irritation, its conviction that he would make a tasty morsel in the flesh. He hurried after the woman. No doubt about it. She was the lady. She had been trying to reach him, too. Best be wary. She wanted more than a grateful Keela. They entered the crypt. It was massive, spacious, filled with all the clutter that had been the dominators in life. Clearly that life had not been Spartan. He pursued the woman around a furniture pile and found her vanished. Where? He saw them. Side by side on separate stone slabs, shackled, enveloped by crackling, humming forces. Neither breathed, yet neither betrayed the gray of death. They seemed suspended, marking time. Legend exaggerated only slightly. The lady's impact, even in this state, was immense. "Beau, you have a grown son." Part of him wanted to stand on its hind legs and howl like an adolescent in rut. He heard steps again. Damn that Stancil. Couldn't he stand still? He was making racket enough for three people. The woman's eyes opened. Her lips formed a glorious smile. Bowman's forgot Stancil. "Welcome," said a voice within his mind. "We have waited a long time, haven't we?" Dumbstruck, he simply nodded. "I have watched you. Yes, I see everything in this forsaken wilderness. I tried to help. The barriers